Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back, DGS. Happy Friday. A few minutes past 4 p.m. George Mayhew is here from St. Louis Magazine. How was Thanksgiving?
You wish it was 2 minutes past 5. You'd
be out the door.
You know, it was okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We did our delivery thing out at the Brass Rail, which was, it couldn't have been better. That was the most fun that we could ever have. Mm-hmm. We've gone through this. You drive through the line and they give you, you know, your box, and they want to make sure everybody gets one. So you only get one the first time through, but then you make your delivery and you can come back through and say, hey, do you have any more? And by that time, they're either like, oh, we're good, or help us out here. And the guy goes, how many do you want? He goes, can you take six? I go, yeah, we can take six. So we load six into the back seat, and they give you the six lids to the navigator in front. So I'm up there shuffling box tops, trying to figure out where the heck I'm going.
Anyway, six boxes of what?
Of food, you know, meals, of turkey dinners to folks that had pre-ordered them.
Oh, okay.
And so you kind of have to plot your course. So you're not, we're out in St. Charles County, which I don't know very well. So we kind of had to plot this. Anyway, we had a ball, and the six people couldn't have been more appreciative and nice. And, you know, it was, thank you. You know, my mom has cancer and we couldn't go out this year. And this is a lifesaver. Anyway, stuff like
that's
that
cool.
Every time. So it was just really outstanding. And then we went out to the restaurant, which shall remain unnamed because it's a place I went to last year. So good. I couldn't even believe it. Just the best restaurant turkey dinner I've ever had. And it was horrible this year.
Oh,
they were buried. It wasn't the same. Everybody was over. I could
feel it.
I'm still feeling it.
Yeah.
You know, because I want to get back behind the bar and help this gal pour drinks. It was just one of those. You just feel that stuff when you're in that industry.
For hours,
I was there.
Maureen and Phoebe made all the sides. I picked up the turkey from Capitol.
Perfect.
I have never seen Capitol that busy.
Wow.
I mean, you couldn't get close to the front desk.
Yeah.
It was just nuts.
It was nuts. And this place was the same way. And I thought, God, when is this going to end? Here's a 12 top that just walked in. Now everybody had reservations. And here's a 10 top right behind him. And then another 12. I'm going, my God, this is insane. So it's a really busy night. If you're open, you know, you do well. So next year, I just may go back to cooking a turkey.
You ever
go
out on Christmas Day?
To eat?
Yeah.
No.
We went out one time when the kids were little to Hunan Star and loved it.
Yeah.
It's one of our, Phoebe called it poo-poo platter because she was little and it sounded dirty. But yeah, I think we may do that again. Maybe there's just something cool about it.
Asian food is a big deal on Christmas Eve with a lot of people, and on Christmas Day with a lot of people. And it's just those, and that's, you know, that could be crazy too. There could be could be the same thing. It could look like Capitol Grill all over again in the Chinese place. So, So
what are we talking today?
So there's a couple things. I know we talked about this a little bit, I think, a couple weeks ago. These pop-up Christmas bars. Didn't we talk a little bit about them? So I don't want to
I know Lally did your podcast.
Yeah, I didn't want to spend a lot of time doing that. But since we did that, the podcast has aired, and it's been extremely successful. Julie Lally's just...
She's great.
She's very infectious.
She's a little elf herself.
Yeah. really is.
Yeah,
we joked about it. Jolly Lally did a job, but since then we found even more of these, and we've finally put our article out, and there are 37 pop-up bars, which is, 10 years ago there was one. So this is how crazy these things are, and everyone is different. Everyone is. It's kind of this Christmas hug. You know, it's just a really good, they're all feel good. They're fun. You can wear your silly sweaters or your pajamas or whatever the heck you want. And some of them are very Christmas themed, and some of them are very ski lodgy themed, and some of them are for kids. You know, the one at Keener Plaza, I know you can rent those igloos for a couple hours, which is fun.
Oh, that's cool.
There's one out at, this one I'm not familiar with. It's Cozy at the Garage at Music Quarter, which is an event space and a music space in Soulard. Are you guys aware of that?
No.
Well, they're getting into it big time, and they've got little cookie tins that they serve you, or it's like a cookie. Yeah, it's a cookie tin, but it's got five shots of different cookie flavored liqueurs in there. So instead of cookies, you get five shots. I like that kind of stuff. It's that kind of whimsy that is all over these things. There's their drink is called they have one called the Bah Humbug, which is a Busch Light.
it's pretty good.
It's good. And Julie did this. We went from, she took us on a tour from Metro East all the way out to Cottleville. And, I made a joke. I said, well, there's over 30 of these and we're not going to get to these in the entire podcast. And I'll be damned if she didn't get to most of them. And she's been to most of them, so she could anyway.
Tell me more about Keener. That sounds like something I might want to do.
Yeah, there's different. It's really, you really have to look it up because there's a lot of components. There's a lot of ways to experience it. There's an ice skating rink there. There's these igloos. There's different food components. Different things, and that's the thing that you could spend a lot of time reading this article because everyone has different events on different nights of the week out at the Winter Winderland, which I think we talked about out in at Robust. They've got something going on every night. They've got a pajama night, and they've got an ugly sweater night, and they've got a Santa Claus night, and it's no matter what you want to do or how silly or how straight you want to play it, you can do it. And these things are just, I think, tremendous fun. And somebody said, I don't get into that. It's not my thing. I said, you know what? Do you have any relatives coming in? Do you have any kids coming in? Do you have any family members coming in over the holidays to St. Louis? Send us to them because I bet they want to go. Somebody's going to want to do this because all these things are packed every single night. And just because it's not for you, it's going to be for somebody.
Cool.
So,
very cool.
See, I'm like the opposite. I am not a big drinker. I don't really go to bars very often. But if you throw like some garlands up on the wall and a couple of Christmas trees, I'm like, where can I sign up? Like, it becomes 10 times more appealing to me at Christmas time for whatever reason.
Isn't that bizarre, though? I mean, just bring on the cheesiness and I'm there. You know,
yeah.
I think it's just a great thing. And like we said last time, there's more and more people doing it because it is a license to print money. These things all sell out, and everybody's having a good time. And I'm just watching this thing explode, and I think I just think we all need a little, a little warmth, a little momness at Christmas time.
I'm a little surprised no one has tried to do it year round. Just make that their theme.
You're right. It's like those Christmas shops that are open year round. They do fine, because it is, people are bringing Christmas on. I mean, it was September 1st. I swear I saw Christmas trees at Home Depot.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's crazy. There's there's the other thing that came up. This is the second year in a row for this. And I'm excited about it because it's the only one in St. Louis, the STL Coffee Fest. If you're a coffee fan, there's no coffee events. You know, there's the best pizzas and best tacos and all this other stuff. Until last year, there'd never been a coffee event. And this coffee woman decided, like, I'm not sure why this has never happened, but I'm going to be the person to do it. She did it last year. It was at City Foundry STL in that 18 rails, that giant event space they have. And she sold it out. There was 1,000 people, and it was on one day, and it was so much fun. Anything and everything you want to know about coffee, it's just amazing. Either whether you're a coffee geek or a coffee novice, wasn't that expensive. I think this year it's, I think $30 bucks maybe. And she's really smart. She did a morning session and an afternoon session. So you know, if you just said, hey, just come when you want, then you'd have 1,000 people there at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do it that way. So she paces it out, and it's February 28th. And then it was so busy last year that they opened it on March 1st as well. So there's a Sunday morning session too, but you know, cold brew and espresso, and I don't care what kind of coffee you want. There's all kinds of coffees to buy. There's, I think, 17 or 18 coffee vendors there, plus a lot of folks with coffee-flavored gooey butter cake and coffee-flavored scones and coffee this and coffee that. But it's, again, the second annual, and I'm sure that this thing will do well this year. So the point of this is it sold out last year. I'm sure it'll sell out this year. You know, check it out early. There's early bird, you know, pricing available. And I think there's even room for more vendors. So if you're a coffee guy that wants some exposure, that's a great place to do it.
Who are the big coffee shops in town now?
Still, well, there's Blueprint is a great coffee shop. Caldi's, of course, has got, you know, they've kind of run the table a little bit. There's some, it's, you know, there's one of those in every neighborhood, not quite as crazy as Starbucks. Probably the most into it guy is a guy named Scott Carey down at Sump Coffee, and he's, you know, this big guy with a big beard, and I mean, he's serious. There's no like flavorings or any of that stuff. You want sugar in your coffee? I don't think so. You know, cream? No. I mean, he's one of those kind of guys. He'll shame you if you go any other way but the straight thing. But he's a fascinating person, and if you want to learn about coffee, that's the guy you want to talk to. But there's all kinds of independent coffee shops now here, and it's not like this is Portland, Oregon, but it's got a really good coffee culture. But you get a really good taste of it at this STL Coffee Fest end of February. I'll be there.
I didn't like that Sump guy. I went in there one time.
Okay, well, you know what I'm talking about.
I asked for cream and sugar, and he said you need to go to Starbucks. And, see, and I don't know him. I don't know that he's a quote-unquote character.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I just like, a you're
character.
Just a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's a polite, character's a polite way of saying what you just said. But he is into, and that's fine. But, you know, people like coffee the way they like their coffee. You know, you have to kind of temper your passion with a business sense. Or like you, I'd see ya.
Or you don't have to.
I'll go next
alienate
door.
Alienate people. That's
fine. So anyway, and if you're not a coffee drinker, maybe you're a tea drinker. There's a place opening tomorrow called the London Tea Room. London Tea Room's been around for decades.
That's where we went, Rach, right?
Uh-huh.
Four different locations. You know, it's been under the same.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that they're opening again because it's such an incredible place. And like, if you like tea at all, if you want like that tea room experience, it's so immersive and fun. So I'm glad to see that they're still going.
Well, they are, and it's the same people, and they've got excellent teas, 50 different types of tea. And but it's not just a, you know, go in and, you know, walk up to the counter and get some tea. It's a tea experience. There's a high tea, which is kind of a lunchtime tea, more savory items. And then there's the afternoon tea, which is the one you're maybe more familiar with, the three tiers and the little finger sandwiches and the scones and all this stuff. And so they've got both of those. And I think there's a kid's tea as well, where they offer hot chocolates and different things like
that's
that.
That's one for Wheeler.
Yeah, this is it. It's really fun, and it's in that building at the corner of Union and the Forest Park Parkway and Lindell. There, it's where there's been 10 different restaurants in there. If you remember, Turvey's on the Green. Do you remember this building?
Oh yeah,
Tango Grill, American Brasserie, the Kitchen Sink, West End.
I used to live
Bistro.
In that building.
Yeah, okay, and it was, I forget what it was called, but
it was Turvey's when I was there.
Yeah, and it was it's a beautiful. I mean, that is a beautiful space, and this, they've done an incredible job. There's these massive ceilings, all this heavy wooden paneling. Some of it's still there. Some of it they've lightened and brightened. It's just a spectacular space. And again, this tea shop has been in the same family for decades. And now it's the grandsons of the woman that started it, the two guys. And they said, we picked up the torch. We're going to do it. They open officially tomorrow. And they are, you know, booked solid for a couple days. But the guy said, you know, just come on in and come on up and have some tea, and you know, we'll talk about it, and you can make a reservation for 3. So they're very welcoming. Come on down, come on in, and I think it's just a great idea, and it's their goal to get you to drink some tea. He said, there's 50 teas. There's a tea for everybody. Mm-hmm. We're going to make sure you drink tea while you're in there. We got some other things too, but we don't want to sell them to anybody. So that's their shtick. London Tea Room on Union. Yeah. Cool place.
We need to go.
Yeah,
we'll go when they get opened up and settled. All right, buddy, have a great weekend.
I said we need to go. Yeah, okay, that's a sign to me. I thought, George, it's time to go.
Oh, no, we need to go to the tea room.
Okay, see ya.
Oh, no, I think we need to go to the tea room.
Say, it's also actually kind of both.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah, we need to go to the tea room. Get that out of here.
Hit the music, Rachel.
Welcome back, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
GS on KMOX 425. Do a little flashback Friday.
Yeah, 234 years ago, 1791, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart died under mysterious circumstances at the age of 35.
Salieri killed him.
Well, it may have been a kidney infection, but who knows?
Or he was infected by Salieri.
Him? Salieri.
Yeah.
He was his chief rival.
You need to watch the movie Amadeus.
You'd love it.
Wheels. It's good.
It's great. No, it's a great movie.
I'm sure.
No, it really is.
It's a good movie.
I know it won a lot of awards.
Yeah, no, it's really good. Yeah, Salieri was a very famous composer, very dignified, very educated. And then Mozart came along, was just like farting out genius. And he just sort of tortured him his entire life.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
171 years ago in 1854... Aaron Allen patented a folding theater chair.
Wow.
Imagine life without a folding theater chair. And 92 years ago, in 1933, Prohibition ended at 5:32 p.m. as Utah became the 36th state to ratify the 21st Amendment.
That must have been a weird period.
Because, you know, everybody drinks. You know? Like, I've seen Boardwalk Empire. I know what's going on.
Man, they ended that thing as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Down at 5:32, they were like, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, it's 5:32 somewhere.
Right, it's 5. Yeah, exactly. Like, we got to get to happy hour.
74 years ago in 1951, the first push-button controlled garage opened in Washington, D.C.
Thank God for that invention.
Like magic. Yeah.
And 70 years ago in 1955, the black community of Montgomery, Alabama launched their bus boycott. So even if you couldn't afford a car and relied on city buses, over a year, these people refused to ride the buses. It was in response to the arrest of Rosa Parks.
Wow.
I did not know. I thought that was
a really
cool history fact.
Very cool.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.